I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, inside the Balco doping scandal with a man who was responsible for it, Victor Conti. But first, it's time to discuss this week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The NBA draft came and went on Thursday. How do you like how the top three picks shook out?
Well, I think the Celtics was a bit of a surprise. I mean, they've been throwing around Jackson's name for the better part of a week, and then they went with Jason Tatum from Duke. I think they're probably interchangeable. You know, I think that basically having, what was it, 11 freshmen in a row go is an interesting commentary on the one-and-done phenomenon, which I believe is going to be, if not one, certainly done once the NBA puts itself together again.
Markelle Fultz as the number one pick, probably not a surprise. Likewise, L.A. number two, Lonzo Ball, probably not a surprise. How deep do we have to go to get a real surprise?
Well past all the freshmen, I think. And that's the interesting thing. I think one of the biggest surprises was Malik Monk from Kentucky dropping all the way to Charlotte into double figures in the lottery. You know, I think that was probably the biggest surprise of the early part of the draft.
The biggest bombshell of the night came when the Chicago Bulls traded star forward Jimmy Butler to Minnesota for what seems to me, anyway, to have amounted to a couple of point guards, one of them injured, and a project center. The general consensus, it's not just me, is that Chicago got fleeced. What do you think?
You're absolutely right about that, and so is everyone else you've been reading. This is going to go down in history as one of the really bad trades. And I'll tell you what, the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to be fun to watch next year.
My favorite pre-draft story comes out of New York, where Knicks general manager Phil Jackson reportedly dozed off during a pre-draft workout of a top prospect. So look out, NBA world. Here come the resurgent Knicks.
Yeah, Phil is draining his reputation as an NBA savant pretty quickly during his tenure in New York. Nothing is working out for Phil at this point.
After three consecutive appearances in the NBA Finals, the Cleveland Cavaliers have fired their general manager, David Griffin. Does anybody think that they would have beaten the Warriors in the Finals this spring if they'd had a different general manager?
Well, apparently, you know, Dan Gilbert does, and he owns the team, and that's the and that's one of the big problems they have there. No, I mean, this was completely out of the blue, and I think a really will prove to be a really bad move.
The NHL held its expansion draft this week, Charlie. How'd the Las Vegas Golden Knights make out? And please don't say they hit the jackpot.
No, but that, first of all, their uniforms are very cool. I like the uniforms a great deal. Mm-hmm. And second, they got Marc-Andre Fleury, the goaltender from Pittsburgh. They're really going to be bad, though. When you build an expansion team, you either bring in players people have heard of to build an audience, or you go really young. They seem to be going down the middle on this, and I think they're going to be a really bad hockey team next year.
The NFL has a new highest-paid player, at least according to one measure. Does quarterback Derek Carr of the Raiders merit that distinction?
Well, I mean, he's a quarterback who can play the position who was up for a contract, and that's all you need to do to get that particular distinction. You know, as Charlie Weiss told me a long time ago, at any one time on planet Earth, there are about 13 guys who can play the position competently in the NFL. And, you know, that's just competently. You know, David Carr is more than competent. So, I mean, you know, it was his turn, basically.
Atlanta Falcons running back Devontae Freeman said this week that he would have been the Super Bowl MVP if he had gotten the ball more often. This does not seem to me a great strategy for getting the ball more often.
Well, the Atlanta coaching staff didn't cover itself with glory in the second half of that game, but still, Devontae, I mean, it's a little late to be coming to this conclusion, isn't it?
Chicago Bears season ticket holder Russell Beckman has sued the Bears because he says the team denied him access to a 2016 pregame event at Soldier Field, and the reason is because he was wearing Packers green and yellow on that day. For the record, Beckman is also a Packers season ticket holder. Wait a minute. He holds season tickets for both teams, so how can you be two places at once when you're not anywhere at all?
What kind of a chump do you take me for? I think this is a meritless lawsuit, but I am looking forward to reading the amicus brief from Aaron Rodgers.
And finally, Charlie, Jim Entwistle tweeted recently that his favorite mug, the Bayern Munich mug out of which he liked to drink his tea, was faded and it was cracked after 20 years of use, and he had to retire it. And then the team sent him a replacement mug and thanked him for his loyalty. So that's pretty cool, huh?
I think Mr. Entwistle deserves to be flown to Germany to go to a game.
I don't think
he should settle for the mug. I think he should be incredibly greedy.
Meanwhile, I'm going to tweet at the Pittsburgh Pirates that my Honus Wagner baseball card is a bit faded. And see, you think it'll work?
hey, you know what? The more I look at this ticket stub from the 1962 Celtics, the more I think, gee, you know, it's really kind of bent at the edges. Maybe I should, like, get another one.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.